Here's the latest Rib Lake School Board report with Superintendent Lori Mannion.
Yep, we met on Thursday and got started with a review from Judy LeMaster, who is our Rib Lake Community Programs Coordinator, and she gave an overview of the variety of different activities that she did over the past year. We had 14 different things where the community was invited in. Probably the biggest taker was the yoga class, but we also had several winter family movie nights and fitness things. And so this year she is proposing to increase the number of community activities. One is going to be the safe use of the Rib Lake Fitness Center, fall gardening tips, genealogy, again, yoga, Zumba. We're going to get started, and we're looking at offering a trip to the Grand Theater. So community members who are interested in hearing more should look at our website or contact Judy LeMaster here at the school district. I then turned it over to Ann Arney, and Ann Arney is from ICS. She's a technical service specialist there, and ICS was our 2015 referendum buyer's rep, and so ICS continues to work with us to make sure that what we did back in the 2015 referendum is making good progress this year, or through the years. And so she gave a overall report just to remind our listeners that there was a $4 million referendum passed, and the board moved forward with using $3.3 million to upgrade things like the roof, our HVAC system. We took a look at our drainage system. Our lighting has been upgraded here, plumbing, some electrical things. And so over the last 2 years, we have seen an energy use decrease of negative 8.4% and a cost avoidance of over $23,000 because of the different things we did during the referendum. And we also reported out on our focus on energy rebates that we got. The biomass boiler was probably our biggest one. We received a $45,000 rebate on that. And all those rebates go back into the capital maintenance fund to make sure that we continue to maintain and do upgrades as necessary with our facilities. So all really good news. We finished with Ann letting the board know that the Rib Lake School District qualifies all three buildings as of this spring for Energy Star certification for outstanding scores of 75 or higher. So we're really proud of the results of the referendum and the staff's continued work on maintaining a great facility for our students. And so a big thank you to a shout out to our community for supporting the Rib Lake School District with our referendum, which is now, of course, over 2 years old. We just learned that we received a Wisconsin Technology Initiative grant to the tune of $22,500 for technology specifically, and we'll be adding more Chromebooks, smart panels, and adding a high school innovative room. So we hope to have that all rolled out when the students return in September. Anne Marie Foundation, we're very thankful for all that they provide to the tune of $11,905 for classroom supplies such as books, iPads, collaboration furniture, etc. And then we appreciate the Taylor County Health Department. They donated $2,500 for radios, and this was a need identified through our safety committee, and the Taylor County Health Department received their monies through the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Grant Fund. So we're excited to have that additional communication for next year. And then our MEMIC Foundation, $1,000 for classroom back-to-school supplies. So we appreciate all of our Wisconsin support that we get for our school district. We had Karen Pekka and Jill Scheitor in to talk about the Rib Lake Legacy Wall. The dollars will be going towards the bleacher upgrades that are going on. And then just a reminder to our Greenwood folks, town of Greenwood, we still have a potential seat available for the board, and so we're looking for anyone who's interested in running for a seat to please let me know, and that's for the town of Greenwood. Then we had some resignations, just one actually, Justine Hendrington. She was our speech and language pathologist, and she is moving on, and we were glad to be able to present to the board a replacement, and that is Aaron Colgrove. Aaron comes to us from Alaska, Anchorage area, in pediatric therapy, so she will be joining us this fall. And then, as the community may have remembered, that we had a music choir opening, and so Connie Leonard is from Medford, but she has been teaching in Flambeau for since 2007. She comes with lots of years of experience, so she will be our 3rd through 12th grade general music and choir teacher. So excited to have Connie and Aaron on board. I also talked about our community fund. I typically bring this to the board twice for them to consider it. It is our Fund 80, which is thoroughly funded through taxpayer dollars. They are looking at $22,500 for similar things as in the past: Hall of Fame, Fitness Center, the Fitness Trail. We have a STEP program for our seniors, field maintenance, and a big chunk will be going to our community outreach programs that Judy LeMaster talked about earlier in the day, some community newsletters. And what is being added is a hockey rink improvements and maintenance, and so that will also be part of the Fund 80, $22,500. And then they went into closed session, and that was it for the night.
And our thanks to Superintendent of Rib Lake Schools, Lori Mannion.